Shalom and good morning in the name of Jesus. I want to invite us again to reflect on the word of God in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. This time we want to look at verse 13 to verses 20. And we are remembering, Paul is remembering his visit to them. He had only visited them for 3 weeks, 3 Sabbath weeks. And he reasoned with them by the word of God. He taught them in the synagogue. He encouraged them, and he was able to teach them Jesus and Jesus alone. The great curriculum that he used was Jesus and him crucified. He taught the suffering of Jesus. He taught the resurrection of Jesus. Then he taught the ascension of Jesus. And then he taught the second coming of Jesus within that short time. And this one gives us the curriculum and the material we are supposed to teach every young believer when they come to the faith, even if it is within the first few days. Let's the first thing, the first message should be the one you have believed in, the role of Jesus Christ in the growth of their faith. And so Paul taught them that. Then the suffering was too heavy. This is the role of the enemy. And they continue to persecute these people of God. And they persecute Paul, and Paul had to run away. Or Paul had to go to the next town of Berea from the Thessalonica. And even at Berea, the Thessalonican people pursued him and forced him to flee to Athens. What a great persecution is. And I want you to remember that even before he came to the Thessalonica, he was badly persecuted in the city of Philippi. And so Paul comes in to the city, and the people give misinformation that they are the people who are turning the world upside down. They did not mean well. It was an accusation they were giving. They were giving an accusation that they are the one troubling the area. You might have looked at this from different angles, but from their point of view, when they said that these people who turn the world upside down, they were not giving it as a good word. They were giving it as a negative word. And so they wanted to tarnish their names. Then they said that they worship another king called Jesus instead of Caesar's. And when the people, including all the officials, heard about that, they got into uproar and chased Paul away. And so the name of Paul was tarnished, and the name of Jesus was tarnished. And so Paul comes in chapter 2 of the Thessalonians, or first, you know, the Thessalonians, and he reminded them how he behaved, how he was to them. He gave them very specific, tangible experiences to remind them that he is not an imposter, that he is not an evil person, because misinformation and bad information can destroy a person. Some people have been ruined by wrong information, misinformation. And so Paul was now coming and reminding them, no, listen, when I was with you, I was as a messenger to you. And I did not want to please even myself or you. I was there to please God. I delivered the message to you. I was a friend. I did not take advantage of you, of your finances. Although I, as an apostle, I could have placed a demand, I did not do that. Instead, I was like, we were like children to you. We came to your level. We did not force you to do things. Now, you see, we were also like a caring and nursing mother, the way a nursing mother was to you. Not only that, we were like brothers and sisters. We worked hard to show you the way. We became an example, a model that you could follow. As a father, we encouraged you. And so Paul gave all those examples so that this church may be able to be strengthened from the misinformation. Now, after he talked about that, and he said that God is there here to encourage them, Paul now s talked about, the role of his role there. Look at verse 13. He says, therefore, we never stopped thanking God that when you received this message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. Now, this session now, we want to look at the responses of the Thessalonians to the message that Paul presented for 3 Sabbaths. And this is very important because unless the people who heard the word responds appropriately, the learning does not take place. So here says, you never we never stopped thanking God. Why? That when you received this message or his message from us, you received Christ's message from us. You didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. To you, what we taught you, you never took it as human ideas. And Paul is praising them here. Remember, he is still reminding them that what you received was the right thing. Then he said, you accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is. Thank God for this. That the Thessalonian brothers, young church, received the word spoken by Paul as the mere word of God. They accepted those ideas as the very word of God. So whatever Paul was saying to them, it was not the word of man. It was the word of God. And they accepted it that way. And this word continues to work in you who believe. Now, that word, when it is accepted that way, because the word of God must be accepted. It is one thing for people to preach the gospel to the next person. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. But faith does not stay in us until we receive faith. So there is the hearing of the faith. But that hearing, we must understand it and we must accept it and we must receive it. And so Paul says, you received it. And so it is working in you even now because you believe. Because of that receiving, you accepted and you received it. So it's working in you. So when you said you received, you accepted these two words. So it's working in you. Verse 14. And then, dear brothers and sisters, you suffered persecution from your own countrymen. In this way, you imitated the believers in God's churches in Judea, who, because of their belief in Jesus Christ, suffered from their own people, the Jews. Now, Paul now gives them that they became like the former church the Jewish church in Jerusalem, that when the church in Jerusalem received the word of God, they received persecution from the Jews. And Paul was one of the persecutor over here. So he's saying, just like the way the church was persecuted, all I persecuted the former church. That's the way you're also being persecuted. And you are becoming, and you became a model. You became an example. You suffered this, but you became an example to your countrymen. You imitated the believers. You see, now they had a model to imitate the believers. For some of the Jews killed the prophets, and some even killed the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they have persecuted us too. They failed to praise God and work against all humanity. Now here, he turns the table and gives the role of the persecutor. And he said that the persecutor here were the Jews and also the Gentiles. And what they did is that they persecute. How did they persecute? They make God's people suffer because of the faith. They killed the prophets. They even killed Jesus Christ. And these are the people that are persecuting you. So you are in the good league. You're in the good league with examples with Jesus. And now they are trying to keep us from preaching the good news of salvation to the Gentiles. This is the other way. They are not only killing, or they not only persecute, or part of their persecuting is they are refusing. They are trying to keep us from preaching the good news of salvation to the Gentiles. But Paul says, by doing this, they continue to pile up their sins. But the anger of the Lord has caught up with them at last. This is so great to understand what it is all about. And it's good now to realize that when Paul could not wait any longer because they kept from preaching the gospel, what did Paul do? Dear brothers and sisters, after we were separated from you for a little while, though our hearts never left you, we tried very hard to come back because of our intense longing to see you again. There was intense longing. We wanted very much to come to you. And I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan prevented us. After all, what gives us hope and joy? And what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus Christ when he returns? Is it not you? Yes, you are our pride and our joy. So Paul says why he tried to come back again and again. He had intense longing to see them physically. They were separated physically, but their hearts were knit together. That tells you it's one thing to have people in their hearts and says, I was having you in our hearts. But it's also good to have people physically. Father, help us to look up to you when we are going through challenges. We get to see the work of Satan is to oppose and to stop the moving of the word of God that carries faith, but we are there to move, to become carriers of the word of God, carriers of faith. And help us, Lord, just to accept and receive the word that carries faith this morning in Jesus' name.